glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, February 6th, 2018. Let's see, I'm looking at the calendar. How long till Valentine's Day?
Not long. We just did the Super Bowl, so it's not long.
There it is. Oh, it's on the 14th, so Wednesday the 14th, so a week from tomorrow. The reason I ask you that is because our February edition of the Prime Life Times is out.
Yes.
And it's, I won't say a Valentine's edition, but we do reference Valentine's Day,
yeah.
And there's a number of articles or mentions or thoughts or some creative writings dealing with love and acts of kindness and
yeah.
What we tend to celebrate during Valentine's Day. But I liked your broader overview of it. And sometimes Jason and I, we talk about that, like if we're talking about raising a family.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can get kind of boxed in thinking of the family as a husband and wife and maybe one or two children.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe our comments are directed towards that. But I always generally will say, hey, for those seniors or maybe mm-hmm. somebody widowed or something that's maybe not your typical, what you think of when you think of a family, we want to always be mindful that, you know, they have a role in parenting, maybe next door neighbor, children, or, you know, we all have parenting roles or influential roles. And the same, what I like getting back to the Valentine's Day thing, you said it's not just for boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife. So many times we can extend love and include everyone, the singles, you know, whatever life experiences they're going through where they can see it as a way of extending love or showing kindness or care for others. And so Valentine's Day is not just for those young teenage kids that love each other, falling in love, or the young couple that where are we going to go out to dinner or whatever.
It's just not that limited. It's
right.
Wonderful for them too.
Yeah.
You know, how fun. That's great, but it's so much broader, so much more.
Yeah, so much more. And so much more in this February edition, Volume 2, Issue 2. I think I mentioned that yesterday when I had Kathleen Jennings on, having her read her article.
That's
we felt like we would revise the volume and the issues since the time we took it over. So in case you look at this edition of the Prime Life Times and you say, but wait, last edition or last December, it was volume six. And we're just
those
going.
Those people can't count.
They have bigger issues than we know.
That's right.
So we are now volume two, issue two, which meant our first volume began last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the November-December issue in 2017. Now we're into 2018, so we're into volume two. And this being February is our issue two. But a lot of neat articles, getting lots of great feedback. We added a few more distribution locations.
That's
so
great.
If you wonder where can you pick up your free copy, well, if you go to primelifetimes.com, you'll see over 100-150 different listings, all by town, alphabetized. So I think it starts with Champaign mm-hmm. and then all the way down to W.
I know there's Villa Grove for V's. Is there any town anywhere with a Z?
With the Z, not yet.
Okay.
Find out more about the Prime Life Times at primelifetimes.com. And maybe you want this sent right directly to your home. We'll do that each and every month. A one-year subscription, 12 editions, is $20. And you can sign up online at primelifetimes.com. We had a meeting, it was mm-hmm. on a Tuesday, where we were going through page by page,
that
what did everyone
fun.
Think, our whole team, our sales team, our staff of the Prime Life Times.
Everybody talking at once.
Yeah, we're all critiquing what we liked and what we can't wait to do the next month.
Yeah.
And I think you said you're close to having 6 new content contributors in the days ahead, probably by April or May. We'll have them all submitting different articles. And
be fun.
A lot of neat things. People that have read this for many years are saying, I'm noting an improvement in just the variety and the different things you're doing. So,
that is so encouraging.
And we've been 24 pages, 2 months now.
I know.
So it's growing.
It is. It's a little bit thicker.
I know when our first edition came out back in November, it was, I think, 16 pages?
Yeah, it was.
And it was wonderful. We were very proud and pleased. And
we were proud we got it out the door.
Yeah, it actually happened and came together.
Yeah.
But then after 4 or 5 minutes of turning the pages, it's like, oh, we're done already.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's over.
That's
quick.
That's a lot of work for just that quick a turn. But now we've added 8 more pages, and I think the content is just stellar and wonderful, and I like how it's come together.
Yeah.
Looking at the front page, right in the colorful left corner, we have Valentine's Fun, see mm-hmm. page 7, 13, and 15. And then the Art Fair, Celebrating Art Through the Generations, see mm-hmm. page 19.
Champagne Nursing Home.
And then People and Places, Singing and Declaring the Wonders of God.
Who wrote that?
Yeah, Kathleen Jennings mentioned, yeah, MB. And I said, Milton Bradley, you know.
Milton Bradley.
Yeah, that was my little two cents. Actually, it was probably one of the longer writings that I've put together. I think 1,000-plus words talking about the origin of the Singing Men of Gienna and how it began out at the radio tower and how I strongly felt God leading that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's on a couple different pages, four different photos of the Singing Men of Gienna.
We get to it. I hope you read it. I'll tell you, that impacted me when you said, if you feel a leading, do it.
No. Yeah.
Time is of the essence. I felt like, I better sit up straight. I better think.
Yeah, I wanted to try to have the moral of the story.
It was.
I wanted to give 2 points of.
It was great.
Thank you. Well, you kind of helped inspire me to take a stab at it, as they say.
Good.
And then Storm Preparedness, News and Views, see page 11. And then you have our front page as we're looking at it, which is nicely displayed now on our wall here at the Great News Radio Center. I have our four editions all up and visible. But this is the paper that we've been putting together for 4 months now, informative, engaging, and positive for the 50-plus lifestyle. But we are finding that people in their 30s and 40s are picking them up and have picked them up in the past because they want to know how best to serve their parents or grandparents, and they want to know what their parents or grandparents are reading and learning.
Well, for all of us, you included, for me and all my friends, 50 looks, as it recedes, it looks real young.
Very young paper for everyone.
Right.
So, yeah, that's right. That was one of our meetings where we're like the 50-plus, and we looked all around. It was like, that is all of us.
It was a weird moment, wasn't it? Yeah. Wait a minute. That's us.
So, acts of kindness. Now, you had talked to me a couple months back saying that you had something percolating in your mind. You usually feature somebody or do a human interest story, and you thought this was kind of a neat, unique happening in your life.
Yeah.
And I think you and I had talked about it. At that point, I think you had 13 or 14 or 15 different occasions where somebody had treated you. And so we were talking about it, and so you put together this nice little story, and it's on the front page. And then also, I think it continues right next to mine.
I'm famous.
Then we both continue on page 23.
Well, how about that?
But I don't have a picture next to
mine. I'm so sorry. Why did we not get your picture? Oh, I am so glad you said that, because that won't happen again.
Yeah, well, I might not have another content contributor.
Yes, you will.
So, Acts of Kindness by Marianne Simpkins. Please read.
Okay. All right. Acts of Kindness. I'm feeling sort of fortunate these days. No, I haven't won the lottery, but then I don't buy tickets, so why would I? My fortunate feeling comes from the somewhat startling fact that I am on my 11th cup of coffee, bought for me by complete strangers, whose names I don't know. For the 11th time, as I inched my car to the drive-up window at a local coffee shop, the individual in uniform at the register has told me, "The car ahead paid for your order." I was speechless every time, finally managing a heartfelt thank you. Once, I know, I had a tear in my eye. Once, I tried to wave down the man in the truck ahead of me to say thank you. He just grinned and waved me on, heading off to work, it appeared. 11 cups, and I love coffee. But the coffee isn't the only thing. It's come on top of a whole series of such things, such as unexpected money in the meter when I was inside a downtown store too long. I have no idea who put it in, and there have been other events, such as the charming woman, again a complete stranger, who peeked around the gas pump and said to me, "Will you let me fill your car up with gas? I would love to." Yet again, I was speechless. I declined her offer. Words from my upbringing, take care of yourself, don't expect handouts, etc., kicked right in. And I smiled, shook my head, and said, "No, but thanks."
See Acts of Kindness, page 23.
Okay. Page 23. I filled the car and drove off, but I was sorry. Sorry. I had missed out on a memorable moment. I have no idea why she chose to look around that gas pump and say that to me. I liked her right on the spot, though. She was so full of life, so personable, so friendly, and I had declined to engage the moment. It was my loss. February 10th through 16th of this year is National Random Acts of Kindness Week, part of an ongoing kindness movement. I have no idea whether the folks I've met up with, who are doing unexpectedly kind acts for others, even know about this designated week. Maybe it's just in the air. Not all 11 coffee gifts were just in February, so maybe they are part of a bigger movement, mm-hmm. a movement to create a gracious, lively, and genuine society of giving and community, of neighborliness. I think that the thought behind the word neighborliness was once strong in our country. There will be a 12th cup of coffee, by the way. I'll make sure of it, and a 13th, but those won't be for me. I fully intend to pass on the unexpected joy that has been extended to me. I hope someone reading this ends up being the person in the car behind me when I drive away, and that person comes up to the window and finds his or her coffee paid for, or maybe even coffee and a donut. But just so you know, ahead of time, it's my pleasure to do so, friend.
Marianne Simpkins, editor-in-chief of the Prime Life Times, is also project manager and listener relations specialist at Great News Radio and author of Memories of an African Son, available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can contact Marianne at marianne@primelifetimes.com. Nice article. Yeah, we had some fun, you and I, kidding around about that. And I think, didn't you have a friend kind of do a spoof? Yeah. Did he call you up or something?
No, we were going somewhere, and he said, hey, you want to go to Starbucks with me this week? And I said, well, sure, that sounds fun. I said, what day are you thinking? I mean, I got to go to work. I mean, what day are you thinking? He's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, we could just both drive and meet there. And he said, you know, you could just kind of go through the line first, and I can come along behind. I'm like, oh, gosh, if you read the article.
Yeah.
Well, you said you wrote me after you saw this. You said, could you send the make and model of your car so I can announce it on air?
Yeah, and I think even here in the mall, didn't you one time when you walked into Common Grounds, somebody also?
Yep.
There's something about your mannerisms or something that has people buying you coffee.
All right. I like that.
So, those random acts of kindness.
Well, you know, I think it was Rob Seidenberg, I'm not sure, who said the word random. We don't need that word. Just acts of kindness. And I had already left it out of the title because random's fine, but really nothing's random when you're being kind to people.
Right.
You just are.
Well, I like your point that you made here, and I'll give another illustration, but where you felt like with your upbringing and stuff, you know. And what I have found, and I won't disclose names or be too specific, but sometimes we can interfere with God's plan and role. Let's see, let me give an example without being too specific, but there's somebody that's just so kind-hearted and so giving, and they take every opportunity to use that gift and assist people. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's to their detriment.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're at wit's end. They're not sleeping properly or maybe not taking care of other things because they're out serving so much.
Yeah.
And what I said to this person, I challenged him once. I said, you know what? God's probably equipping somebody else to do that very act that you would do, but you're taking that away from them by, you know, you always doing it.
That's
I said, sometimes allow other people to do it, and so that they can be blessed through the exercise. And so what I was thinking with your article is that maybe this person would have been so energized and excited that they got to support you or help you, and you kind of took away that gift that God was going to work through them.
Yeah, you know, as I drove away, I knew I'd done the wrong thing because I love giving myself. I love to give to people. And she was so, it just took me back that this really sweet lady just with this great smile was like, I'll fill your car. And I'm like, oh, no, what? what should I have this done? What's this mean?
Yeah. Well, and then sometimes, too, and it's not that pride, but it's hard for us to receive.
Yeah.
And so you're taking away the you know, the blessing that they would
for
have.
For everybody.
But, yeah. But I know sometimes, like when you do foot washing, it's 10 times easier for most of us to wash somebody else's feet than to have our feet washed, because it's a little bit humbling, and it's wow.
You make a really good point, though, that if we're doing something that's a little askew, like trying to give where we're already depleted, or it's just not our time to do it, we may be taking it away from someone who would be so energized and ready and up for it that time.
Yeah, well, and I think back to the one time where you got to be blessed. You did kind of a sales call. I was going to initiate this certain situation with the business to supply us with some things, and as a result, you did it, and then you got to see how God answered prayer, and then you asked for some additional things, where then you went, and you got all these extra things.
I know.
And then you got to feel like, wow, God, look what God did. Yeah, he provided this.
I was excited when I got back here.
Yeah, and so sometimes we don't afford somebody else to be able to receive that blessing because we either interfere or we'll just do it.
We think we have to.
Yeah.
For one reason or another.
Anyways, that was good. Acts of Kindness in the February edition of the Prime Life Times. I'm sure over the coming couple of weeks we'll highlight some more. And you can get your copy at over 100 area locations. Stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or come by the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. We have four different stands at this location. And in fact, tomorrow on Wednesday, I meet with Dennis at Marketplace Mall. Everyone, please be praying up this meeting.
Yes.
Dennis, if you're tuned in, please just work it out. So get me in that food court. But I did a little pitch in a couple of emails, and he said, let's meet Wednesday and talk over some specifics. So that kind of leads me to believe that there's a good chance, at
That'd
least.
Be great.
And I took pictures of the locations in the food court at Marketplace Mall that I'd like to have, at least one or two of our stands. So
You've got those really nice red stands now.
Yeah, and I showed them three variations, three options. So
we're all like little kids. When we had our meeting, two or three people were up standing by the stands looking at them, two or three other people at the table talking about the stands.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is like little kids at Christmas.
Yeah, they're nice. And we have another 30 coming, I think, in the next 10 days. So, yeah, they're Red Baron red, so they're kind of unique, and we have the new signs we're attaching and the zip ties to keep the other things to tell us when they're empty for people to call.
Getting organized, Mark.
Yeah, it's kind of coming together, but it's a great paper, lots of good feedback, and we continue to see how God uses it in subtle and not so subtle ways where people are like, I appreciated that article or that advertisement was helpful because I was looking for something and now I have information or a lead to follow up on, and I've gotten to meet with a few of the different advertisers, and some of you may have heard their little radio announcements highlighting the fact that they contribute to the Prime Life Times, and
that's what helps us keep going with it.
Yep. These can be offered free because of many great advertisers, and you might have heard our spot. Marianne and I announced the 26 or I don't know how many advertisers, I have to look at them all, but that are helping underwrite all the costs of this paper so we can provide it free of charge. And so, the Prime Life Times. Find out more at primelifetimes.com. Now, you had mentioned there's great trivia in this. Of course, I already know that. I mean, we've done some proofreading, and we get it to the publisher in order to have it ready to go by the end of the month. So we already are working on a March deadline. It's like
we get
one paper out, and the next deadline comes. But
it's hard to remember what month we're in because I keep typing March. And I was like, no, it's not here yet.
Was this the one? You're going to go to the trivia?
No, let's look at that kindness. That's so cool. That's more kindness.
Okay.
This little article.
This page 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has more about kindness, and I won't read the whole thing, but I did want to read the first part. Did you know that being kind decreases stress, can lower blood pressure, release the feel-good chemicals serotonin and oxytocin, and inspire more kindness and happiness in the world? Did you know Stanford University studies show that when people are the recipients of kind words or deeds, they are automatically more likely to behave kindly toward others. And then there's a list of fun things you can do just to spread kindness on Valentine's Day and in the world.
Now, let's read those. Looks like there's 10 of them. Are these the top 10?
I don't know. It's just ideas that people can do.
Now, did you help create this?
I did, yeah.
Okay. So Marianne's top 10 reasons for you to be kind today. But I do like that, that kindness inspires more kindness.
Yeah.
That's kind of classic. And
yeah.
Happiness in the world.
Okay. 10 ways to share the love, kindness, and goodwill on February the 14th.
But let's extend that, Great News Radio listener. Let's extend it throughout the month, throughout the year, throughout the decade, throughout the century.
Oh, I like that. Well, I feel like we're preaching. That'll preach. That's what they used to say about culture. Okay. One, text or call a friend and tell them one reason you're grateful that you know them.
Now, for our older listeners, maybe this is going to be later on. If not, call them, write them.
Yeah. Well, most people can use telephone.
Yeah.
I think. Okay, number two, make a point to speak to the person behind the counter and wish them well today.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, think of something kind and unexpected that your children or grandchildren would love. Grown ones, too.
Hmm.
Number four, call an old friend you seldom speak to just to check in and be sure all is well. I think that one is
probably
my favorite. Number five, leave a note for your mail carrier saying thanks, or even a small coffee gift card. Number six, give three compliments today, one each to three acquaintances you see every week.
Hmm.
Number seven, well, you can say something nice to me, Mark, if you want. Number seven.
Great job, Mark.
Numbers, that's one down for each of us.
Your coffee gift card will be on the back table later on.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Number seven, send a bouquet of flowers to someone who seldom gets them.
Hmm.
Of course, we know Blossom Basket does that
to
people. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I love
that. Birthdays in the many
nursing homes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number eight, make Valentine's cookies and drop off at a local shelter.
Our address is 112 Lincoln Square, Urbana, Illinois.
We're shameless. Number nine, take a donation or a box of treats to the Humane Society. Number 10, thank yourself for caring about this world and its people. That's right. Show kindness to yourself.
You know, that's actually pretty good.
Thank you.
The Lord even kind of said that. Love the Lord your God and then love your neighbor as yourself, implying that it's important that we love ourselves.
Well, you know, in life coaching, it's so important to acknowledge what you do because you may do more of it then. You're not blind to it. You kind of say, oh, I'm glad I'm a person that cared to do that.
Mm.
It's a good thing.
Acts of kindness. You just never know what you're going to tune in and hear.
I might get some coffee.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. We got to go. We got to show some acts of kindness now.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.